This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
BYU's run in the Big 12 tournament coming to an end today as the 5-seed Cougars fall to the 4-seed Texas Tech Red Raiders 81-67. Welcome into Cougar Postgame Live presented by Big O Tires. Coming up in about 25 minutes, it will be game two. Obviously, Houston and TCU needed to wait for the conclusion of our game, and then you have a 30-minute break in between that's mandatory, but it will be Houston and TCU. The winner of that game will face the Red Raiders coming up tomorrow. Then a little bit of a break, and then the night session at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. The first game of the evening will be at 5 o'clock Mountain Time. Iowa State and Kansas State. Kansas State getting the win last night in advance. Advancing to today's quarterfinal, and then your nightcap, 7:30 Mountain Time, has Cincinnati, who knocked off KU last night, taking on the Baylor Bears at 7:30. All right, action going on right now in other tournaments. In the American, East Carolina with a two-point lead over Tulsa at 81-79, 5 seconds left in that game. SEC tournament second round, Mississippi State leading LSU 64-58. In the MAC, this is a quarterfinal matchup between Central Michigan and Bowling Green. Central Michigan up by four at 43-39. Elsewhere, A-10. VCU leading UMass 42-25. In the Big Ten tournament, second round matchup, Wisconsin with a big lead over the Terrapins of Maryland 34-17. Big East quarterfinal has Seton Hall leading St. John's leading Seton Hall 31-25. Also in the ACC tournament, Pitt with a 25-14 lead over Wake Forest earlier today. Some finals. It was Michigan State over Minnesota by 10, 77-67 in the Big Ten tournament. In the A-10, St. Joe's over Richmond, 66-61. In the MAC, Kent State defeats Toledo, 67-59. ACC tournament quarterfinal had the Tar Heels knocking off the Seminoles, 92-67. Big East, UConn over Xavier by a final score of 87-60. We'll take a break, come back, let you know who else from the state of Utah will be playing and when, plus a quick preview of some other action here on campus tonight. BYU falls to Texas Tech in the Big 12 tournament, 81-67, Red Raiders over the Cougars on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Jason Shepherd with more Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU falls to Texas Tech today in Kansas City, 81-67. BYU will now wait until Selection Sunday. There was never a doubt whether or not BYU was going to go to the NCAA tournament. Now they'll find out official seeding, where they're going, and who they will be playing coming up on Sunday night. Certainly exciting times for BYU basketball as they make their way towards the NCAA tournament. BYU not the only team that will be playing in the NCAA tournament. Utah State will be there as well. They will begin their play as the number one seed in the Mountain West Conference tournament today. In fact, in just a few minutes, should be tipping off against Fresno State. That game should be getting underway within the next 5 minutes or so. Later on tonight, also in Las Vegas, it's the quarterfinals of the Pac-12 tournament. It's a rivalry matchup between the Utes and the Colorado Buffaloes. A game getting underway at 7:30 Mountain Time. A little bit closer to home, I'll have the call of BYU baseball as the Cougars host the Houston Cougars. This will be BYU's first Big 12 home series. I'll have first pitch for you at 6 p.m. Mountain Time on BYU Radio 107.9 FM, BYURadio.org, and the BYU Radio app, as well as the new skin BYU Sports Network. Looking forward to a battle of the Cougars at Miller Park. Also, BYU softball beginning their first Big 12 road series. They are in Austin to take on Texas tonight at 5 p.m. If you have the Longhorn Network, that is the network that will be carrying that game again at 5 o'clock Mountain Time. All right, after the break, we'll get you back to the T-Mobile Center for more Cougar Postgame Live with Greg and Mark. Your final score, Texas Tech 81, BYU 67 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back in Kansas City, T-Mobile Center, site of Big 12 Championship Week. It was quarterfinal day, is quarterfinal day today. In the first quarter of the day, BYU falls to Texas Tech 81-67. A wire-to-wire win for the Red Raiders, who go 2-0 against BYU this year. So the only team to go 2-0 against BYU this year was Texas Tech. Let's get to our Waystar Star of the Game. It is presented to you, as always, by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at Waystar.com. Mark, who do you like for a star of the game for BYU? Cougs did cut a 23-point deficit to 7 late in the second half. Just couldn't close it out. Who do you like for a star?
Well, I liked Richie. I liked Foose. Both played well. But Jackson did get 4 threes, which was more than the combined rest of the team. So, you know, he did a nice job for BYU and was a part of that run, but just wasn't enough. But I thought Jackson was good.
So Jackson Robinson, today's Waystar star of the game. BYU with the loss drops to 23-10 on the year. After a 10-8 regular season in the Big 12, the Cougs go 1-1 in conference tournament play. BYU loses its first neutral floor game of the year. The Cougs were 4-0. They've dropped to 4-1. Texas Tech goes to 23-9 after an 11-7 Big 12 regular season. They're now 1-0 here in the conference tournament, and they improved to 4-1 on a neutral floor. We await the comments of BYU head coach Mark Pope and players in the postgame press conference that is still to come. This has been Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
It's time to hear from BYU head coach Mark Pope. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. The BYU Creamery, the classic taste of BYU ice cream, now also in a convenient pint. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Economics Partners, a national leader in business valuation services. Learn more at econpartners.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Right back at the T-Mobile Center here in Kansas City, Missouri. We await BYU's press conference to begin shortly. We'll get you those comments from Coach Pope and players as soon as the Cougars do take the podium. BYU today had its second lowest three-point percentage day and its fourth lowest field goal percentage day. When those days are the same day, you're probably losing the game, and that's what happened today. BYU falls 81-67 to Texas Tech. Let's get to the Ryan Valuation valuable stat of the game today. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, work with Ryan Valuation, formerly Economics Partners. Email valuations@ryan.com. A lot of numbers you could go to, but in a game that BYU loses by 14, this disparity was, if not decisive, important. It was on second chance points, and it felt much more important earlier than later in this game. But BYU out-offensive rebounded Texas Tech 10-9. But you want to be at least 1-1 in the offensive rebound to second chance point number. And BYU's ratio was under 1 today. The Cougars had only 7 second chance points on 10 offensive rebounds. Meantime, Texas Tech was nearly 2-1 in their second chance points off of offensive rebounds. 9 offensive boards turning into 16 second chance points for Texas Tech. That's the valuable stat of the game brought to you by Ryan Valuation. We'll come back and go to the press conference when BYU takes the podium after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
In a game BYU never led, but made interesting late, Texas Tech defeats the Cougars 81-67 here at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. Game one of four on quarterfinal Thursday. Game right after ours, they're getting ready to tip it off between Houston, the 1 seed, and TCU, the 8 seed. Evening session, the 2 seed Iowa State and the 10 seed K-State, and then 3 seed Baylor versus 11 seed Cincinnati is the nightcap on the evening. Mark, how damaging, if it is even damaging, is BYU's 1-1 run in the Big 12 tournament compared to BYU's body of work that will be reflected on Selection Sunday? I would hope that what happened today, and even though the Cougars made it interesting, you know, it kind of felt like it wasn't going to be their day and they trailed all the way throughout. I hope it doesn't do a lot to a body of work that I think over the season merits a 5 seed at this point.
You don't ever want to lose your last game, but the reality is in these conference tournaments, almost everybody loses their last game. And so I think that that first win, getting that win, was important because that's a game they really should have won. This was a toss-up for BYU. Yeah, they didn't play well, but it didn't get completely out of hand, so it's not an egregious loss. And things like that happen in conference tournaments. People know that. So I don't imagine it will have really any impact at all on what happens to BYU next week. And I think it could have really helped them if they had won it, obviously, and then maybe boost you up to a four seed. And who knows what happens tomorrow. But anyway, the point is BYU did not have a game like this all year in the Big 12. And coming into the year, I thought, you're going to have a bunch of these games in the Big 12. It just gets out of hand for you. And they have not had any of those really for BYU. And so this was a bit of an aberration when you look at what they've done lately, in the month of February and March, and what they've done in conference as a whole. I just can't imagine this game would hit them too much.
Nine Big 12 teams currently projected in the field. What this week might do is get a 10th into the field if either Kansas State or Cincinnati keeps going on the run they've been on to this point. That might make it 10 teams out of the Big 12. We'll take our final break. When we come back, we hope to head down to the BYU conference room area and hear the coaches and players' post-game comments. 81-67, Texas Tech over BYU on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Back here in Kansas City, Mark Pope, head coach of the BYU Cougars, Jackson Robinson, Spencer Johnson at the press conference podium. Let's join them.
And if you have a question, we can get a wireless mic to you. We ask that you identify yourself as well as your affiliation.
Blair Kirkhoff with the Kansas City Star. Jackson, you guys got off to such a great start yesterday, and then today just the opposite. What contributed to the slower start today?
That's just how the game works. We don't get to choose when we make shots and when we don't, but what matters is if we're going to come out there and fight. And I felt like by the time we decided to put up that fight, it was too late.
Go ahead, sir.
Darnell Dixon, Daily Herald. Mark, when this team doesn't make shots, is there a tendency to kind of let other parts of the game lose focus, like maybe defense or rebounding? And if that's the case, how did you manage to get them maybe to try to get away from that?
Yeah, it's sometimes you're climbing uphill a little bit. And like I said, credit Texas Tech a lot. Their speed and the explosiveness that they cut with over and over and over again, and their ability to get downhill and finish, or they kind of hit us from the three-point line from the dunker spot early, and so a ton of credit goes for them. But for sure, sometimes in the game you're fighting an uphill battle, and things start to disintegrate a little bit. And our team has been really, really, really resilient. That's actually the standard we have, and it's what we expect, and it's how we perform most often. It was a struggle all night long tonight. It was a struggle for us all night long, and the guys hung in there. There were a few moments where it felt like we barely, got over the edge, and we were the aggressor. But for the vast majority of the night, we were on our heels offensively and defensively tonight.
Front row here, over here on the left.
Jay Drew, Deseret News. Spencer, what did you think of you guys' energy from the tip? It seemed like Texas Tech just had a little bit more want to, or energy, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, that's something we talked about just barely as a team. They came out really aggressive. We came out a little bit flat. And that was maybe the frustrating part, was we just didn't set the tone early in the game like we should have. And like Coach said, just trying to play catch up the whole time.
We're going to go over to the right.
Yeah, Blair Kirkhoff with the KC Star again. Mark, I got a couple of Kansas City-centric questions for you. Did Andy Reid pay a visit to you guys today?
No, I haven't seen Coach.
Okay. The other thing is, I just wondered about your first Big 12 tournament experience, just the overall experience of Kansas City for you.
It's an incredible venue. We're so grateful to be here. We're so grateful to be a part of this league. Even on nights like this, right, we're still just full of gratitude for the opportunity to be here and excited to learn and be pushed and challenged and grow. And this league certainly does that, and it certainly gave us the opportunity today. And so we're really excited to be a part of this in the coming years.
Okay, we're on the front row on the right.
Sean Walker from KSL in Salt Lake. Spence, you led the team in rebounding tonight. You've done that a couple times this year. But what made rebounding against this Texas Tech team so difficult? And what can you maybe learn from that? Because this is probably not going to be your guys' last game this season.
Yeah. You know, their guards did a really good job of coming down and rebounding down. And one thing we can really learn from that is we actually have to get a hit, right? I think a lot of us got caught. Just ball watching, we'd watch the shot go up and we wouldn't hit our guy and they would come in and hit us first, and that really burned us, man. So that's something we can learn, is we gotta set the tone by actually hitting our guy and keeping him off the glass. And
Hey, let's go back here to the second row on the right.
Darnell Dixon, Daily Herald. Jackson, this team has put himself in a position to play in the NCAA tournament. You've got a couple of days before Selection Sunday, and Coach has said this is a player-centric team, player-led team. What are you guys going to be focusing on over the next few days to get ready for the tournament?
This loss, it obviously hurts, but like you said, we have the tournament coming up, so we have to move on. We'll digest, the film, stuff like that, look over it, but essentially we just got to move on to the next game and focus on what's ahead. We got bigger goals, so that's what matters.
Let's go in the front row on the left here.
Yeah, two questions. Mark, when you made the 15-0 run, you didn't have Jackson coming out of that timeout on the floor. Is that just your rotations, or why wasn't he out there?
Just trying to save a foul. He had four fouls, and we had a defensive possession, so we thought we could maybe milk just one possession on the defensive end and keep him alive in the game.
And then with Allie not playing in the second half, was that related at all to his fasting, or was it an injury?
No, he just had an ankle that flared up, so he wasn't available the second half.
We've got a question over here on the right, about midway back.
Greg Eklund for AP Broadcast. For Coach, in the next few days, how much do you get caught up in projections before Selection Sunday?
I think we'll probably spend some time doing that, but mostly we just want to prepare to play great. And this team has been exceptional all year long in terms of competing, and it's been exceptional in terms of responding to setbacks. And we got the biggest, best part of this whole season staring us right in the face, and I think we can't wait to get to it. And I think we're grateful for the extra couple of days to prepare. So that's a beautiful thing. So all the projections, fortunately we're in a spot where, we don't feel a lot of stress. We're just excited about playing as good as we can and continuing to improve.
Got time for a couple more questions. Let's go to the front row here, over here on the left.
Spencer, Walton on Texas Tech said something about they were turned up because you guys were excited to see them or looking forward to playing them. Did you notice that energy from them on the court? And do you remember what you guys might have said?
I'm sure he was excited just because it's a tournament game. It was their first game of the tournament. And, they beat us last time we played them. So I'm sure he was excited for that. And we were excited as well. Unfortunately, they just came out with more energy than we did. So,
one more question? No takers? Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Mark Pope, Jackson Robinson, Spencer Johnson. That will conclude our BYU basketball broadcast today. We await Selection Sunday and the Cougars' destination, seeding, and opponent for next week. We know we'll be back on the air with you next Thursday, 1 week from today, in the NCAA tournament. Final score today is 81-67, Texas Tech defeating BYU in the quarterfinal round of the Big 12 championship. Next game is underway, and early in this one, Houston leading TCU by a 7-0 score. Two more games after this one to conclude. Quarterfinal Thursday, Final Four Friday coming up in Kansas City tomorrow. Let's thank the crew back at BYU Radio, our control board operator, Derek Dungan, our coordinating producer, Terry South, our studio host, Jason Shepard, our engineer, Barry Squires, operations assistants from Clark Jackman and Sean O'Neill. Courtside, you heard from Jeff Haxton, Texas Tech radio broadcast from the pregame, along with Mark Pope as well. Our thanks to BYU Basketball Communications Director Tyson Jex for all of his assistance. And so, Mark, it's up to us to say so long and until next Thursday, right?
That was a tough one, and I found out that those kind of games you just try and forget about and just said, well, almost never happened. Go forward. You got great opportunities in front of you. This team's had a magical year, and I think the best is yet to come.
All right, that'll do it then. For Mark Durant, my name is Greg Wrubell, saying in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good day and so long from Kansas City, Missouri.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Borkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.